The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Hawk and Miller. New Quality of Life Survey aims to help inform SMA community needs. BioNews Insights is launching a new survey in collaboration with SMA News Today, with the goal of understanding how different aspects of this disease affect an individual's quality of life. The survey, which is expected to take about 15 minutes to complete, opens with WHO QOL 100, a set of questions developed by the World Health Organization to determine how individuals view their position in life, then moves into specific questions developed for spinal muscular atrophy patients. BioNews Insights is the research arm of BioNews Services, which publishes this website. The survey is being rolled out by therapeutic area, i.e. neurology, immunology, endocrinology, etc., and eventually will include all of the rare and chronic disease sites published by BioNews, with the goal of understanding the commonalities and differences among these disorders. This helps us really understand the factors that impact their life, said Ty Dunkelberger, general manager of BioNews Insights, in an interview with SMA News Today. From this, we can help doctors learn how to better treat patients. We can help our editorial staff understand which factors are important to talk about, and this information is going to be available to the communities as well. Individuals taking the survey will go through the WHO QOL 100, which includes questions on topics such as pain and discomfort, thoughts about the future, fatigue, daily living such as finance, transportation, and safety, and self-confidence. Following this section, respondents will be asked about their disorder's specific type, how long it's been since they were diagnosed, their various symptoms, and the medications they use and their side effects. The BioNews Insights team spent months designing the survey so that it's intuitive and easy to use. Members leveraged their experience with more than 160 other surveys to ensure that once results are in, they have a way to properly analyze and share the information with the SMA community. Once we've collected it, we can have an output that is not only interesting but worthwhile, Dunkelberger said. He expects that the survey will generate up to 9,200 responses, allowing BioNews Insights and people who take part in it to learn more about rare and chronic disease communities. Dunkelberger said, quote, "Education is key and knowledge is key for a lot of folks who are living with a rare disease. So I think this is another way that we can help bolster that." A link to the survey is provided in the article on the SMA News Today webpage, www.smanewstoday.com.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Over on the forums, we were just talking about dumb things we've done that could have ended badly. And do we have some doozies? One involved apple cider vinegar, and another almost resulted in death by smelling the roses. So when Ari Anderson's latest column, Learning to Laugh and Heal After Facing Danger, came out, it certainly hit close to home. Here it is. Have you ever been in a deadly, serious situation that you look back on later with humor? Perhaps you're doing your normal activities and suddenly slip, or maybe an object accidentally falls and smacks you in the head. Don't get me wrong, a slip and fall or a smack on the head can be deadly for anyone, especially those of us who are medically fragile. You want to do everything you can to prevent these things. However, if they do happen and everything turns out all right without any bodily damage, down the road you could say you've experienced your own slapstick comedy. Like Mom says, you can either laugh or cry about things. In this column, I'll be talking about several dangerous accidents I was in that I can laugh about today. As they say, don't try this at home. When I was in grade school, we lived in an apartment. I only had to drive my chair down one sidewalk between my front door and school bus stop. One section of the sidewalk was made of wood and elevated by almost a foot, My family and I called it the bridge. There were no side rails, even though it was slightly elevated. One day I was driving across the bridge, and I don't remember if it was slippery from rain or if I simply misjudged how far to the side I was driving. The fact is that I drove right off the side and my chair and I hit the ground sideways. My family quickly picked me up and carried me inside. By some miracle, I wasn't hurt at all. I was simply stunned by what happened. This could have turned out very badly. I could have broken multiple bones, or my chair could have landed on top of me and crushed my body. In either scenario, I could have died. Instead, with God's protection, I am alive today and can joke with all of you by saying, "No, I wasn't driving drunk. I was only 7 years old." By the way, the apartment complex put side rails on the bridge right after the incident. Another time when I was in grade school, I was having a bronchoscopy. It's a relatively simple procedure in which doctors stick a very tiny camera down your tracheostomy to see if I have any scar tissue around my trachea or lungs. Afterward, I was exiting the hospital and being raised by the platform lift on the side of my van to go home. For whatever reason, the safety guards on the front of the lift didn't come up. Soon my chair slid right off. For a few seconds, I was flying through the air, heading toward the concrete, face first. Because I was about 8 feet in the air, hitting the ground would have more than likely resulted in a fatal brain injury. You will be astounded to know that I never hit the ground. Someone who had gone to the procedure with me caught my 300-pound chair mid-air, like Superman, and threw it back on the lift. It was one of those moments where everyone asks, "Did that really happen?" Although it was terrifying at the time, my family and I now joke about the incident, saying it's amazing how strong you can be when your adrenaline kicks in. By the way, as I wrote in my previous column, I have a much faster and safer van lift now, which includes a rear entry ramp. You may be asking, how do these incidents relate to soaring with hope? It's all about the healing effects of laughter and the hope it brings. I don't think laughter is the greatest medicine, but it's a great thing to fall back on, excuse my pun, in the face of what could have been a tragedy. Finally, lighthearted sentiments remind me how much God is looking out for me, and will continue to do so until my time on this earth is complete. Nobody knows when their time is up, though, so please do whatever is necessary to prevent life-threatening accidents. I want you to be around to keep soaring with hope with me. Thanks for sharing, Ari. I definitely agree the lighthearted approach can be much needed after situations like these, and the next time I stop to smell the roses, I'll make sure I'm not too close to the edge of the ramp this time. Have you had any close calls? Head to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to share your stories. That's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.